It's Miracle on Broad Street.
In support of CPAC Santa's Anonymous. Call in with your donation, 778-561-1070.
Or donate online to CFAXSantas.com. Ho, ho, ho! Now, the Miracle on Broad Street on CFAX 1070.
Getting into our 4 o'clock hour as the Miracle on Broad Street Radiothon for CFAX Santa's Anonymous continues. I'm Ryan Price, joined today by special guest host, Louise Hartland. Louise, thanks so much for being here again.
Oh, Ryan, thank you for having me back. It's always such a pleasure.
We've done a few years of this now.
We have.
And for those who have been longtime, not just listeners, but TV viewers in Victoria, of course, remember Louise from CTV Vancouver Island, still a part of CFAX Santa's Anonymous, our vice president.
Yes, President Ryan.
Yes, actually, that's kind of sort of segueing into what we're about to do. We're going to, in a moment, meet a bunch of the past presidents of this wonderful charity. But before we do that, we're going to hold them for a second because we've got a new total to announce.
We do. Are you ready?
But yes, we're going to do this.
Okay, we're doing this. $429,592. Yes. And you know what, Ryan? We all have almost 2 hours to go. Like, where are we going to go from here?
That is a lot of space to still make a donation, to still
really
call. And Christine Hewitt, I mean, good sir.
Has been waving
the flashcard around saying, phones are quiet. Phones are quiet. So give us a call at 778-561-1070 because we don't want quiet phones. We want to see that total go higher because that money you donate today helps out in so many different ways. Can I ask Louise, because I always have my own personal favorites, like little stories of ways we've been able to help over the years, and I'm putting you on the spot here, but what comes to mind for you when you think of what this money does?
Oh, there's so many things, Ryan. Like, in the years that I've been part of this charity, I have seen things from, you know, somebody who, you know, their family was involved in a fire, and we had to go and help out with not only supporting them with grocery cards so they could fill their fridge, supporting them by giving their kids toys that they need because they lost them all in their fire and they were displaced, to, of course, seeing the magic that we bring at Christmas time and being part of the delivery process where, you know, I've got to go to the front door and see the gratitude on the faces of the people who are receiving all of the generous money that's donated here today through Miracle, seeing it put to work. You know, they're getting those 3 bags of groceries, they're getting those grocery gift cards, they're getting those parcels for their kids to put under the tree when they may not actually get those without the help of the people and the generosity of the people who live in Greater Victoria.
By calling 778-561-1070, you can be part of that miracle. Now, some other fine folks who know this story well are some of the previous presidents of this charity. Of course, we tell the story all the time of a guy that we know as Mr. CFAX, Mel Cooper, who really brought this radio station to what it was many years ago and brought this charity along with it and turned it into what it is. So Mel Cooper, of course, is somebody we honor all the time as a past president of CFAX Santa's Anonymous. He's not here today, but the others are. I'd like to introduce, and let's see if I can remember the chronological order here. So Don Monsoor is here. Don, hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Past president of CFAX Santa's Anonymous, but also you've been on the board since...
Oh, about 40 years.
40 years. And you're not joking. Literally 40 years.
40 more to go.
Yeah, exactly. So Don Monsoor, a past president and the longest serving board member we have. Thank you for it. I'd also want to welcome Alan Brown, past president of CFAX Santa's Anonymous. Alan, hello. Yeah.
I remember back when I started being a volunteer with CFAX Santa's Anonymous, and one of the things that we got to do was actually go with the firefighters and deliver the groceries and presents. And one of the things that, you know, I was always touched by the recipients, and, you know, they were so thankful and so grateful that they were able to supply, we were able to supply to them as a charity, a Christmas for their family. And that just, you know, it just swells your heart and makes it all the work worthwhile. And, you know, just to be able to do that and just to spend a couple of minutes with a great team of volunteers. We are so thankful as a society for the volunteers that help support PFAC Santa's Anonymous year in and year out.
And I'd also like to welcome Dan Derringer, past president of CFAX Santa's Anonymous, and very much a guy who behind the scenes makes our Santa's Workshop run year in and year out. Dan, hello.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And it's a pleasure to have you here, too, because of all the people who know exactly where the volunteer hours and the money goes, I mean, you're there on the front lines every day making this happen right now at this time of year.
Yeah, well, Santa's Anonymous in the community, not just at Christmas. We're in the community 12 months out of the year, always seeking opportunities to make a difference in children's lives. And you know, as Louise was talking, I was starting to think about, you know, what was Santa's Anonymous really about? And it really, but it's really about, I guess, sharing, but really it's about memories. And if there's one thing that, you know, that we've learned over the years from our volunteers and then people that have, that we've met through Santa's Anonymous, is that many of them hold very dearly the memory of being a small child and getting something from Santa's Anonymous, right? And that memory might be 40 years old or 30 years old, and they still remember that very, very clearly. And so as a person in the community, you get to actually, I think it's a blessed thing that you get to share in that memory, that you can actually create a memory for somebody and share that memory. We had somebody donated us a dollhouse the other day, and they're moving back east. And I asked them, you know, if they could do it. They asked the guy's name, Steve Woods, and he asked me to do something. I said, do us one favor. On Christmas morning, when you're having your cocoa or a cup of tea or coffee with your wife, Helen, stop and close your eyes and think of that little girl and the memory that you've created for her. Because that's pretty special stuff. And it's really powerful stuff that you, when you think about how you can really impact a small child's life. Because children, I mean, Louise has a little girl, Coco. Childhood is so fleeting. It doesn't last very long. So if you can create a memory for a child, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. And to be able to step in to make sure those memories get created.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what this is all about. And Don, can I go back to you, Don Mansour?
Absolutely.
40 years as a board member of this, and I feel like those kind of stories have to be part of the reason why you're still doing this 40 years later.
You know, driving up here today, I was thinking about what I'm going to say today. And what I want to say is really give a shout out to the past board members, but really in the 40 years, the current board we currently have is fantastic. I serve on a lot of charities. Nothing comes close to CFAX Santa's Anonymous. I want to give a shout out to Christine Hewitt. She is the backbone. She is the cement that keeps this charity going year after year. She's fabulous. And the people I work with on this board are fantastic. Dan's here. We had Alan, past president, here. We had really blessed to have some great, dedicated people, and especially you, Ryan, as our current chair for several years now. You've been a great leadership to us. This charity means so much to me and so much to everybody out there in the audience and listening to us today. As Dan said, we do more than just Christmas. Year-round, we help people in need, and that's something people have to remember. The money today is going to be spread year-round to help people who really need the help.
Here. Don Mansour, one of our past presidents, Dan Derringer, another past president, and Alan Brown, final words from you.
Well, I have a really quick story to share. We were talking about multi-generational because CFAX Santa's Anonymous is 46 years. And this is going to sound a little odd, but I'm in the dentist chair one day. A hygienist is working on me, and she never really met me before. It was the first time, you know, and getting the appointment done. And my mouth wide open like this, and they're doing the work. And she says, oh, and what do you do? And I work at CFAX. I go, oh, you know, my family was a recipient of a Christmas package when I was a child. Back in the day. So now that I'm an adult and I have a family of my own, I donate to CFAX. And I said, you just made my day. You just made my whole year because what we do, all the work of our volunteers, it's about your story. It's the story of making that memory for a child, as Dan said, because that child becomes an adult and they grow up real fast and, you know, they realize that they paid forward to the next generation. So I just wanted to share that because CFAX Santa's Anonymous 46 years and we're going strong. And like you said, Christine Hewitt, good sir, is one of the backbones of the whole operation, and we do appreciate her. And I won't go into the hiring story because claim to fame.
The best thing you ever did as president of this charity.
Bar none. As a volunteer, if I ever did anything right, that was the one thing. And when she turned me down for the interview, I got her to come in and do the interview.
That's why you had to have a sales guy on that job.
Anyway.
Before we leave, again, hats off to Mel Cooper.
Yes, we have to again recognize Mel Cooper, who's the one past president that could not be here today, but we're always thinking of him on this day. Dan Derringer, Don Monsoor, we've got Alan Brown, myself, all as the presidents, and Louise Hartland, our vice president. One day I'll be on the side with these guys, and you'll be wearing that president hat. So looking forward to that. We're a little overdue for a break because we have wonderful music still to come. In fact, this is a very special musical guest, the Lado Strings, and there's a great story behind this. You're going to have to wait for it, though, in just a moment as we come back on the Miracle on Broad Street Radiothon for CFAX Santa's Anonymous.